In my power manual on page 103, in chapter six, lesson number six, I have the value of getting your life into proper focus. Could I read this to you? Everyone needs to get their lives into proper focus. That is, they need to learn to live in harmony with themselves and God. Conflict between your body, soul, and spirit, and conflict with God are very self-destructive. The scriptures say that the truth sets us free. Getting your life into proper focus will help you stay that way. Far too many Christians spend much of their time in the flesh, not realizing how dangerous this kind of living can be. Their whole existence is based on their own thoughts, their own ideas, their own plans, their own likes, their own dislikes. Even their level of commitment to God is based on their own value system. Well, I have my own value system. Far too little regard is given to what God has said in His Word about these things. See, and that's what we're talking about. What's God said praise really looks like? What does God said worship really looks like? I know the Bible says God is looking for those who worship in spirit and truth. What's this thing look like? What does this animal look like? Well, we just saw, I quit, which was getting a little over my head. Far too little regard is given to what God has said in His Word about these things. This inconsistency has resulted in God's people developing as many problems in their lives as have the unconverted. And that's the truth. In some instances, their iniquities have overtaken them and even ruined their lives. The truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, when we live lives of praise, God's released to bless us. See, we want this, and I'm not going to keep you a whole lot longer, but we want God to bless us without meeting the job description. We're on earth today to be the praise of His glory. We're here to be the praise of His glory. We're here to be looked at and said, well, that's what it looks like. Unfortunately, we'd rather be defined by our doctrinal statement than our lives. I really do love you, God, but right now you'll never be able to tell by how I'm acting. Yeah, this is worship and praise. I'll stick a hand up in the air like I'm trying to wave down a taxi. It blows me away. Shall we go back and pick up where we left off before I go any further? And be reminded of what this thing we're calling worship and praise looks like. Twarwa, 38 times in the Old Testament. I read to you from Psalm 27 before I define it, in Psalm 27 verse 6. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Is that what you want? And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about me. Therefore I will offer in His tabernacle, in church, sacrifices of joy. That word joy literally means clamor, a battle cry, trumpet clanging, shouts of joy, jubilee. Because I want to be lifted up above my enemies, I'm going to be clamoring, shouting, sounding like a trumpet being banged against a wall. I mean, that's 38 times. That's not some obscure, well, I got one verse here. No, I got 38 of them. Taqwa, 69 times. Clap your hands. Taphaf. It literally means to strike, to beat, especially at tremble. Just an incredible noise going crazy. Tauda, 32 times. Giving thanks with extended hands. A choir of praise. What's it sound like in the Psalms? Psalm 95, 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. That's thanksgiving. The word thanksgiving. Extended hands. A choir giving praise. Adoration. Psalm 33, 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. That is Tehillah. 57 times this word praise means laudation. Get going! When he says, therefore with joy, in Isaiah 12:3, therefore with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Now here comes back to our well. This phrase with joy drawing water, is the word sasaun, which 22 times means rejoicing, full of mirth, full of cheerfulness, full of gladness. You know, I could keep this up. I don't want to because that's not where I'm heading right this moment. But are you beginning to get a picture of what it's supposed to look like to be a believer priest? And have you ever seen what you do? I don't mean have I seen what you do, because I don't look at what you do. That's between you and your maker. I'm busy doing my own thing over here. Right. But I think there isn't one verse in the Bible where this is what praise and worship looks like. I'm doing deep stuff between me and God. There isn't one verse like that. Everyone's going crazy in your home. There's none that do that. I'm having a moment with God. Honey, you're not having a moment. You just quit. No, it's very personal. Honey, if that's how you treated your wife, that's why you got marriage problems. When you get personal, that's what you do. That's not personal. That's going to sleep. I'm being a little ugly. Forgive me.